The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security. We talk about the stock market. We talk about your 401k. You name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
We have a big show for you tonight.
And Ed is right. We have a really big shoe for you tonight. And but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you. I am senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that, as the name implies, we work with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And this show, in fact, is designed for those of you who fit that category as well. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors actually for the seventh year in a row.
Shazam.
And Gomer, that's a Shazam if I've ever heard one. And but without our clients, we would be nowhere. We know that. So clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, I was interviewed by Fox Business last week. Megan Henney is the reporter there. So I told her I'd mention her name on the air, give her some props. But anyway, she wanted to know, if I thought, did the Fed make a mistake raising interest rates in December, and now here we are a mere 8 months later, and now they're probably going to lower those rates because Donald Trump said they made a mistake. So did they?
Houston, we have a problem.
So, I mean, it's like a whipsaw, right? They raise them, they lower them, and then what are they going to do? Raise them again after that, and then lower them after? Are we going to like have this seesaw thing, or are we in a trend? What's going on with all of that? And the reason why it's so important to have a clear picture of the answer to that question is because the stock market, if you look back over the last 10 years, has all in almost every instance, it has been the central banks around the world, and in particular here in the United States, that have driven what the stock markets have done. And so we want to look at that, be aware of it, so that we can prepare ourselves. And so we'll talk about that in our first segment, in this segment. Now also, this week, want to talk about the factors that you should consider if you're going to buy long-term care insurance, okay? And depending on how much money you have and your cost of living, those kind of things will determine how much you need, but also we're going to go through and look at the features and benefits that you should be looking for. And in fact, I'm going to give you a tip that I think could save you some thousands of dollars without even having to buy a new policy or cancel the one you got. All right, so we'll talk about that in our second segment. Also, as we do every week, we take questions from our beloved audience and endeavor to answer questions about Social Security strategies. And so we've got some more. We got two more questions that we're going to answer this week. And if you would like to send me your questions, you can do that. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I appreciate you guys making my life easy. You give me the stuff to do the show with. I don't have to do any preparation at all. I love it. Now, also, one of the most important things in our view at Retirement Planners of America is we have two goals for our clients. The first, and for you on this show as well, we want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. And I can tell you that if we didn't have our invest and protect strategy, where we have a strategy where we actually sell and get out of the stock market, if we didn't have that, I would not have peace of mind. I can tell you that right now. If I thought that at any given moment, the market, the S&P could go down 57% like it did in 2008 or 49% like it did in Y2K and other bear markets, if I thought that that would happen to me at the drop of a hat when I least expected it, and Murphy's Law at the worst possible time, I would probably not have very much peace of mind. I'd have a lot of worry. So, and then also, if you look at studies where people have taken big losses in the first 5 years before they retire or the 5 years after they retire, during that 10-year period, it makes it very, very difficult, if not impossible, to enjoy the retirement that you want or even to be able to retire if you take those kind of losses. So in our view, inflation is the biggest, worst enemy you have to your financial well-being, but a close second is bear markets. And so one of the things that, when you go to war, but I would imagine, is you want to know your enemy, right? You want to do some intel. You want to know who you're dealing with here. So we're going to have in our fourth segment today, we're going to talk about what is a bear market. Okay, we're going to define it for you, tell you the causes of them and that kind of thing. So we'll do that for you. And you know what, Jack? Most shows will stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what, if we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
But do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to have our estate tip of the week. And this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. Okay, and we're going to talk about a trust for your home. It's called a QPRT, QPRT, Qualified Personal Residence Trust, QPRT. And so for those of you who have homes that have a lot of value, and I know that some of you listening do, then and you want to pass that on to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, this right now is the time to be thinking about a QPRT. Because the estate tax exemption right now is $11, $12 million. It's going to go away in 2025, back down to $6 million. So if you have an expensive home and you want to keep it in the family, this you need to do some things now. And we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a great show lined up for you. I want to dive right into it. But first, I got to give you an update here. It's not really an update, but we have a puppy. And she's a 75-pound puppy, okay? I got to tell you, when she's on her hind legs, up on, if you stand her up, she is like face-to-face with my wife. She can lick her right on the nose. It's like, this is a big dog. But anyway, her name is Noodle, and she's a Schnauzer Poodle mix. And therefore, she's a Schnoodle, and we called her Noodle. So she's Noodle the Schnoodle, okay? Are you with me? Are you following this? It's a creative name. I think it is. Anyway, she gets really curly. She's got curly hair. Now, some dogs have fur. She has hair. Dogs that have hair don't shed. That's what's cool about poodles. They have hair, not fur. Anyway, so she has all these curls. And because it's summertime, we jump in the pool and we let her jump in the pool with us. But you know what? If you jump in the pool, you know what that causes? Mats. And her hair gets all matted and you have to brush it out and it's like hard. And so we actually didn't do our parental duties of dematting her. So we had to shave all her hair off. She's bald. She actually looks like she's half the size she was before. She's like this skinny dog now. Before she looked with all the curls, she looked big. But anyway, so she's, but at least she's cooler. So let's talk about, did the Fed make a mistake raising interest rates in December? I don't know that I would characterize it as a mistake. If you look at interest rates, and I think one of the drivers of what the Fed does is the 10-year treasury. Okay, so if you look at the 10-year is basically the market speaking to the Federal Reserve. So if you look at interest rates before December of last year, they were around 2% or so, and they started rising all the way into November. And I believe interest rates peaked on November 7th at about 3%. So what the market was telling the Fed was, hey guys, raise interest rates because we've raised them and you need to keep up. And so the Federal Reserve, which, you know, people think the Federal Reserve is a leader, they're not. They follow, okay? The only time they lead is when there's a crisis. Other than that, they just do what they're told and they act like they're the boss, okay? Kind of like me with my wife, all right? I'm the boss around here until she tells me differently. But anyway, so the market said in November, hey, get rates all the way up to around 3% or we're going to be very upset with you. And so the Federal Reserve acquiesced. But since November 7th, and you look at last time I looked, the 10-year is around 2%. So what the market is now saying, the bond market, is that interest rates, we want them down again. And that's why the Fed's going to do it. And, you know, when the Fed has been slow to react to what the bond market has requested or demanded, what's happened is that the yield curve has inverted. And what I mean by that is if the Federal Reserve doesn't lower interest rates to keep up with long-term rates could actually become lower than short-term rates. And if that happens, you have an inverted yield curve. And in the last 50 years, every single recession has been preceded by what? An inverted yield curve. So the Federal Reserve, if they don't listen to the bond market, could actually cause a recession. So what are they going to do? I believe that at the end of this month, they're going to lower interest rates. I heard talk this morning from, I guess, Morgan Stanley or somebody came out and said 75 basis points, 0.75%. No way. Anyway, we'll see. But the point being that the Fed most likely will lower interest rates. And when they have done that, if you look back all the way back to 1971, the stock markets around the world love that. So if you're not invested, you should be. But let me tell you something. If you are within that 5 years of retirement or you're 5 years into retirement, if you're in that 10-year period, you're in the danger zone. This is the most sensitive time of your entire financial life because big losses during that time, as I described earlier, will cause you potentially cause you to either not be able to retire, cause you to have to unretire. If you can't unretire, then you may have to reduce your standard of living. All things that we do not want for you. So here's what you do. You go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Or if you want, you can type it all out. Retirementplannersofamerica.com. Either way, but it's shorter with RPOA. RPOA.com. If you go to our website, we have tons of information on there that I think will benefit you. Okay, so we have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts, and also you can click on Meet with an Advisor. You can sit down with one of our retirement planners, and you can build a plan, and we'll do it for you at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, you know what? We'll part friends, no problem. Also, what we can do there while you're there is, if you want, you can sign up to go to one of our seminars. You can watch our webinar. There's tons of information. So go to RPOA.com, and we'll look forward to helping you out if we can. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies, factors to consider when buying long-term care, and tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am a senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years, and in 1 month, it'll actually be 21 years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I cannot tell you how beloved and valued our clients are. We, from the bottom of our hearts, we are so grateful that they have chosen us to be their retirement planner. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time this year.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back. And since we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, conversation that we have relatively frequently with clients is, what are the factors you should consider if you're going to buy long-term care insurance? And it's a very important insurance. And you know, one of the things that I look at it as, and you know, that it's a long name, right? Long-term care insurance, and it's got all these connotations that are horrible. But my view of it is, what I tell clients is, this is portfolio insurance, okay? This is insurance to protect your investments, your nest egg, from the person that you see when you look in the mirror every day, okay? That's what that is. Because if you get incapacitated, the costs to take care of you are pretty high. And that could put a significant dent in your retirement savings. And that then if you recovered from whatever it was, could cause you now to not have as much money as you did before, and now you can't enjoy the lifestyle you wanted, et cetera, et cetera. So, therefore, long-term care insurance can be a very important part of your retirement plan. But they're complicated. There's lots of stuff to think about. Now, one of the things that we've done in our firm, because we want to provide as much value to our clients as possible, is we've actually brought established an insurance consultant, if you will, within our firm. And his job is to visit with clients and review their insurance and see if there are ways that they can maximize what they've got without making major changes and all that. And he's not a salesperson. He's a consultant in that regard. And one of the things that I was talking to him last week when we had our weekly meeting, and he told me that clients who are in their 60s and older, who have had policies for a long time, back 10, 15, however long ago they bought those long-term care policies. What he said he's seen a lot of is they have a thing called a cost of living rider, which means the benefit that the policy will pay if you become incapacitated goes up every year by 3 or 4 or 5%. And what's happened is that because they put a 5% inflation rider on there, those policies, the benefit that they're now paying if the person got incapacitated is so high relative to what the actual cost is now that you'd have to, it would take you 15 years before the actual cost catches up to what that thing will pay. And you can cancel the inflation rider if you wanted to, and in some cases save $3,000, $4,000 a year in premium. So this is a tip I'll give to you guys. What you can do is you can look at and you can see if there's the possibility of readjusting the policy you have. And see, the thing about it also is that, and it's a fact, that once you get to be of a certain age, the likelihood is that you may not be insurable anymore, right? Long-term care policies, you have to have impeccable health to be able to buy them. And so if you're somebody who has a long-term care policy, you've had it for many years, and now you want to save money by buying a new one that's less expensive, you may not be able to get the new one because you're not insurable for whatever reason anymore, right? So then what it becomes is look at your existing policy and see if you can restructure that with the company you're already with so you don't have to go buy a new one. You just figure out how to fix the one you're in.
I'm glad we had this talk.
So let me go over some factors that you should think about before buying long-term care insurance. Okay, so if you're a very rich person, you probably don't need it. Okay, and so you can self-insure, and the unfortunate thing is that poor people can't afford it, and they're the ones that need it most, but at the same time, they can rely on Medicaid to the extent that Medicaid pays, all right? But most of you listening to this show are not rich people, and you're not poor enough to go on Medicaid. You're kind of that middle zone, right? So that's you. So those who don't, if you don't fit into either of those categories, probably you need long-term care insurance. So let's talk about it. The annual cost is about $88,000 in Florida, for example, according to Genworth, an insurance company. So, a private nursing home room is almost $95,000 a year. So, I mean, this is not cheap. And if you don't have insurance to cover it, and by the way, I'm not trying to sell you the product. I'm just trying to think of what would happen if you got hit by an $88,000 extra expense every year. What would that do to your retirement savings? What would that do to what you've spent your life accumulating, okay? That's a danger. And things like that is what you have insurance for. You know, if your house burns down, what would you do then? You have insurance for that. Same sort of thing. The other thing also is that long-term care policies don't cover everything that is covered by Medicare. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, well, Medicare pays for it. Well, actually, it doesn't. If you break your hip, for example, and need help temporarily, long-term care policy is unlikely to be of any use, is unlikely to be useful since most don't kick in until you've been permanently disabled for 90 days. So most policies sold today limit the coverage to a certain number of years, also how long they'll pay, right? So you want to look at that. And before the policy begins paying, it may require you to demonstrate you have lost the ability to engage in two activities of daily living, okay, DOLs, activities of daily living. And they're eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, walking, and continence. So you to qualify to get the benefit paid, you have to meet two of those things that I just mentioned. Now, the things that you need to look at is look at, investigate the best options for you, okay? So one of the things, these policies, there are so many of them, they're complicated. Talk to somebody that knows this stuff, okay? Make sure you get, and the best thing to do is to talk to somebody who is not trying to sell you a policy, in my opinion. Okay, because the person trying to sell you a policy, you know, obviously it's kind of the old thing. If I'm a hammer, I see the whole world as a nail, and you're the nail. Okay, so compare policies, read all the fine print, make sure you look at the companies themselves. You don't want to be with a company that goes out of business before you file a claim. That would be terrible, okay? And don't insist on the top of the line policy, that kind of thing, because you may not need that, okay? So look at what you're doing. Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our retirement planners about long-term care, about Social Security, about your retirement planning, about the whole enchilada, all right? We don't want to just focus on one thing. We want to help you build an entire financial plan. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. RetirementPlannersOfAmerica.com. And while you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor, in which case we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. Or alternatively, you can go to one of our seminars. You can watch our webinar. Tons and tons of stuff you can do there. If you go to the seminars, bring an appetite because we'll have our cookies waiting for you, and they are out of this world. Trust me. So RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and we are the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. So glad you are with us. And before we go a step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 wonderful, marvelous, very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And our clients are primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Ooh la la, isn't that nice? Anyway, one of the things that comes up almost in every meeting, I would say, or the vast majority of them with clients and prospective clients, is Social Security. When should I take it? How should I take it? And all the permutations thereof. And so what I've done here is this segment I devote to answering questions about Social Security. So if you have a question and you'd like me to talk about it on the air, I obviously can't get to everybody's questions, but I'll pick some. But if you have questions, just send them to me, and we'll endeavor to answer. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, which is retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right? So first question. And this one's an easy, quick one. All right. Does an ex-wife have to wait for her ex-husband to file before claiming a divorced spouse benefit? The answer is not if he is over 62 and you've been divorced for more than 2 years. Okay, so if he's over 62 and you've been divorced for more than 2 years, then you can claim even though he has not begun claiming. All right. Quick answer there. All right, question number two here. So we have a 66-year-old high-earning spouse wants to claim spousal benefit on his younger wife. She's 63. So the spousal benefit is where you want to collect half of your spouse. All right, that's what that means. So you always have the choice of collecting yours or half of your spouse's, whichever is the higher. So he's 66, and he's a high-earning person, and he wants to collect on his wife, who is 63. Now, she's willing to file now. One of the rules is that both of you need to be collecting to be able to get that spousal benefit, all right? So she's willing to file now if that's what the strategy takes. Now, he doesn't intend to claim his benefit until age 70. And the question is, I know that the file and suspend strategy went away last year, but I don't think this question is that this is a file and suspend strategy. Am I right? So the answer is yes. He can do what you're talking about, okay? It's a restricted application strategy is what that's called, okay? So first, she files. Once her application is processed, he goes online and files for his spousal benefit, which is half of hers, Okay? There's a question. Now, because she's 63, he won't get fully, but that's another question. So there's a question on the application when you go online that asks if he wants to delay his benefit and receive spousal benefit, and he should say yes. You should say yes. All right? So just to repeat, this is called the restricted application strategy, and the younger spouse, in this case the wife, 63, she files, and once her application is processed, then he goes online, applies for the spousal benefit, all right, and there's a question on the application that you click that you say yes to, which says, do you want to delay your benefit? So now, once you've done that, you can delay your benefit till you're 70 and collect on your wife's until then. Let your benefit continue to get larger and larger with the 8% increase in benefit each year. And then when you're 70, you switch to your own and you get the fully higher 70-year-old benefit. Isn't that neat? Yes. Now, let me tell you something. If you are Social Security aged, and you are on the horns of the dilemma of how to take Social Security, when to take it, you're married, you're divorced, you're single, you got all these things. Hopefully you're not all of those at the same time. That would be kind of hard. Divorced, married, and single all at once. That would be a schizophrenic person, right? They got multiple personalities. But anyway, if that's you, not the schizophrenic person, but you're in the Social Security decision-making mode, if you go to our website, rpoa.com, which is retirementplannersofamerica.com, we have a lot of information there about Social Security. We have articles on there. We have podcasts, videos, all kinds of stuff that I think you will find of great benefit to you to make decisions in that regard. Now, while you're there, what you can do is you can sign up to go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you if you like to go to seminars in person. And we invite you to sign up for that and go to the seminar. We've been doing these seminars for a long, long time now. We've had thousands and thousands of people attend our seminars. Now, also, if you'd like, you can watch a webinar that we have on there on our website about that as well. Or you can click on Meet with an Advisor and you can sit down with one of our retirement planners and they'll walk you through all the stuff. Now, if you visit with a retirement planner, we don't want to just talk about Social Security with you. Okay, so what we want to do there is we want to look at your entire financial picture. So we want to help you to build a retirement plan. And we'll do that with you, no charge or obligation. We'll incorporate, of course, Social Security, but we'll talk about all the stuff that we do on this show as well. And we want to build that plan for you, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, you know what? We'll tell you that too. Okay? So either way, no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I think it is too. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to answer the burning question, what is a bear market and is one coming? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you. Thank you, Jack. I am a senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And, you know, since we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, our clients are mostly people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you don't want to just put the acronym in there, you can type it all the way out, retirementplannersofamerica.com. You can do that too. But I'd go for the shorter version. It's better, rpoa.com. So one of the things that we believe is very, 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 very important. There were four varies in there, four varies. That's a lot of varies, it's true. That we believe is, I won't do it again, important. Is avoiding large losses while you are retired or when you are 5 years before retirement. Okay, so, and we've talked about this on the show multiple times, but many studies have shown that it is the most delicate period, the most sensitive period, that 5 years before retirement, 5 years after, that 10-year period is the most important financial period of your entire financial life, in our opinion. And here's the reason. Let's say that you had spent the last 30 years, 20 years, and you've been the best investor that the world has ever seen. I mean, Warren Buffett comes over to your house to ask you for advice. Okay, this is how good you are. You have made 15% every year without fail for the last 25 years in a row. You haven't lost money ever, 25%. You're just golden. There's a statue of you on Wall Street, a bronze statue that everybody, when they walk by, they rub your foot because they want to get a little bit of your magic. That's who you are. And now you are about to retire, and it's January 1st of 2008. And all of a sudden, you're thinking, you know, by October, I want to retire. And you've got your money invested, and the market goes down 57%, as the S&P did. And all that money that you made, all those wonderful years of investing that you did, you just lost 57% of your money. Guess what? You may not be able to retire after all. You're going to see a big chunk of your money gone. And you may say to yourself, I can't retire. Or if you're already retired, you may say, man, I got to cut way back on my standard of living. So how well you did leading up to your retirement is important, obviously, because now you're going to retire. But you're in a different world once you get within 5 years of retirement or you are retired, in my view. Okay. So what you need to do now, in my opinion, is you need to start looking at protecting what you've built. Because it isn't how much you made, it's how much you keep that counts. All right. So the bear markets, the two worst enemies to your financial well-being that we see are inflation, and that's number one. And there are strategies that we use to address that. And number two, but very, very close to number one, are bear markets. And so in November of 2007, our strategy of invest and protect told us to sell, to get out of all equities in November of 2007. And we told our clients to stay out for all of 2008 during the credit crisis and the market crash and everything else. And our buy signal didn't come until June of 2009. So for a year and a half almost, we were counseling our clients to stay out of harm's way. That strategy is one we still have in place today. We still use it. So the important thing here is I want to go over with you, what is a bear market? You know, it's kind of know thine enemy. I think that's Shakespeare. I'm not sure. But anyway, know thine enemy. So what is a bear market? So the usual definition is that a bear market happens when the stocks, let's say the S&P 500 index, declines at least 20% from the peak. Okay, so whatever the peak was, if it goes down and it reaches 20%, that is officially a bear market. A correction is when stocks fall 10%, but not 20%. Okay, so between 10 and 19.99999, all right? So if they get to that, then that's a correction. And so how often do these bear markets happen and corrections? So this is according to Ned Davis research. From 1900 till today, there were 123 corrections, about one per year, okay? And 32 bear markets, which means they happen approximately every 3.5 years. Now, let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, when was the last one? 2008. So if they happen on average every 3.5 years, we're going on 11 years now with this one. So think about it. We should have had three of them already. So what do you think the next one's going to be like if we haven't had, you know, if it's been stretched that far?
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
And Clint is right. The next thing you want to, you may ask is, how long do they last? Okay, so the average correction, which is 10 to 19.99999, recover its value within 10 months. Okay, so the correction we saw last year in December, here we are in August, and you know basically it recovers relatively quickly, according to Azad Asset Management. The average bear market lasts about a year and a half, and the average drop is about a 37% drop. Okay. Now, the recent bear market, the one in 2008, lasted 17 months, and it had a 57% drop. So it was a particularly big one. The one Y2K, it was a 49% drop in the S&P, and it lasted 2.5 years. So that was a very long, protracted bear market and a big, bad down as well. So what sets off a bear market? Well, there's lots of reasons. Primarily, though, recessions. The stock market is a forecasting mechanism. It looks into the future and it worries about what's coming. And if the stock market sees that, you know, if the stock market thinks that there's a recession coming and profits are going to fall and people are going to be unemployed and all that kind of stuff is coming, investors get scared, they start selling their stocks and the stocks go down and we have a bear market. Okay, that's normally, and it usually happens around 6 months ahead of when the actual recession starts. And that happened in 2008 and in Y2K as well. So recessions are the most of the time are the reasons. But there are exogenous shocks. The big stock, the oil embargo back in the 70s created a recession, but it was the oil thing that did it. So there's lots of different reasons, but primarily it's the anticipation of the recession that's on its way. Okay. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then it is my view that you need to protect what you have built all these years. You need to invest. Yes, you do. You need to grow your money. But at the same time, you need to protect what you've built. You don't want to take a, you know, a 10-year step backwards if you're 2 years from retirement or you're already retired. So if you believe in our strategy, if you believe that it makes sense, if it's logical, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com, which is retirementplannersofamerica.com. And while you're there, you can watch videos about our strategy. You can read articles, podcasts, all kinds of stuff. But more importantly, go to one of our seminars, watch our webinars, visit with one of our retirement planners. We have resources available to you at no charge or obligation. We want to help if we can. We want to meet you and see if we can help you. And if not, we'll part friends, no charge or obligation. But hey, you'll walk away with something of value regardless. Okay, so go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass your home on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am a senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. And for you and for our clients, we have two goals. One is for your money to last as long as you do. We want your money to be there for the rest of your life. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry. We want you to relax, enjoy all these years of work. Now you're going to retire, your golden years, as they call them. We call it your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play and have fun and not worry. So if you can accomplish that, we are one happy camper. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers, and we're very proud of that. But they wouldn't even know who we were if it was not for our beloved and most valued clients. So clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, this is a time of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
And that's what you want. You want happy squirts. Because unhappy squirts, it ain't pretty. Let me tell you. I've seen it. Nah, you don't want that. So this week, we're going to talk about how to pass your home on to your heirs and reduce the taxes, if not eliminate them. All right. So this week, we're going to talk about a trust for your home, which is called a qualified personal residence trust. And since that's a lot of words to say, there's an acronym for it, and it's QPRT, and we call it a QPRT. Can you say that? QPRT. No, that's not how you say it. It's QPRT. No, Jack, come on. It's QPRT. There you go. Good job. So he's like over there playing Borat for me. He's like, Q-Pert. No, it's not Q-Pert. No, Q-Pert. All right. So the way the estate tax laws work is that upon your death, they look at all the stuff you own, all your assets, and they add them all up, and that becomes your estate. And then your estate is subject to estate tax. Now, currently, the estate tax isn't due until you get over almost $12 million per person, $24 million for a couple. So I would guess just about everybody listening to the show, you're under $24 million as a married couple, so you don't have to worry about it. But here's the deal. Those laws change as fast as the Congress changes, okay? Because the $24 million, it wasn't here 3 years ago, all right? And not too long ago, in my memory, anything over $600,000 was subject to estate tax, okay? So don't think it won't happen again. You know, the government is sinking deeper and deeper into debt. We got to pay for Social Security and Medicare, and we got to pay for all these other things that we're doing. And if we don't have the money for it, where are they going to get it from? Well, likely is they're going to get it from, quote unquote, the rich people. And so what they're going to do is maybe cause the state taxes to go back down to, you know, anything over $1 million is subject to tax or whatever. So this is an opportunity right now to take advantage of while it's available. The Trump tax law, by the way, this $24 million I just mentioned, it sunsets in 2025 anyway. It goes away. All right. So this is a window. So if you have an expensive home, and I know many of you do, you know, I was in California, a cabaña, okay, I mean, with a hammock in it is like $2 million. But anyway, so if you have an expensive home and you want to pass it on, what you can do is you can put it in this trust and you get to live in it even though it's owned by the trust, and the trust is owned by your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And you put a time zone on it. You say, I'm going to die within 20 years. Now, hopefully you won't, but you have to tell when you are going to die. All right. So after 20 years, the home, and this is a downside, reverts to the greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So they own it now. And they can, yes, they can kick you out. That's right. So you got to be sure that you love your kids, right? But hopefully, if you have an expensive home, you have other things, and you can tell them, hey, if you kick me out, I'll disinherit the other side, and maybe that's more than the home. But be that as it may, the value of it is that by putting your home in that trust, then whatever that value is that ends up in the trust, it's outside of your estate, and upon your death, there's no tax on it. Okay, no estate tax on it. It'll pass on to the greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs tax-free. So that's really a big deal, especially for those of you who have expensive homes. So it's called a CUPERT, Qualified Personal Residence Trust. And just for practice, CUPERT. Can you say that?
CUPERT.
There you go. Good job, Jack. I like it. CUPERT. Hey, you know what? We're having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. Am I wrong? So let me tell you that if you are over 50, if you are retired, or you are retiring soon, then we would love to meet you. We would love to help you. We'd love to give you information to help you to have a successful retirement. And we have two goals. The first is for your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to play, enjoy, spend time with grandchildren, all that good stuff. And for that, we believe you need to have a financial plan that gives you that confidence. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, which is retirementplannersofamerica.com. And while you're there, we have lots of resources available to you. Okay, we have podcasts, we have videos, we have articles. And more importantly than all of that, you can sign up for our seminars. You can go to a seminar near you. And we encourage you to do that, because at the seminars, we'll talk about Social Security, your 401k, all that stuff. You can watch webinars. You can click on Meet with an Advisor and sit down with one of our retirement planners and help you to build a plan at no charge or obligation. So we have tons of stuff available. If you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, it's retirementplannersofamerica.com. Or if you want to shorten it, you can type in rpoa.com. Now, you know what? The show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.